A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My uncle said my grandma worked as a computer, and I said, you mean on a computer? And he said, no, as a computer. And I said, well, was she a robot or something? And he said, I didn't know anything. Confused? Don't be. Let's help you know a little more about the word computer. The Oxford English Dictionary says the first recorded use of the word computer was in a 1613 book. That's right, the year 1613, it was a book called The Young Man's Gleanings. Young, back in those days, was spelled Y-O-N-G. The Young Man's Gleanings by the English writer Richard Brathwaite. I'm sure it was spelled Brathwaite and pronounced, but it was spelled B-R-A-T-H-W-A-I-T. He wrote, and he used U's instead of V's, as was the fashion in those days, but I'm going to say them as if they're V's. He wrote, I have read the truest computer of times and the best arithmetician that ever breathed, and he reduceth thy days into a short number. Now, I think what he meant, and what I've seen other people interpret this as, is the Times being the newspaper. I read this computer, this arithmetician in the Times that was so good that he could summarize several days' news into a short paragraph. But the important part is that he is referring to a person as a computer, someone who can take information and synthesize it. Brathwaite was using the term to describe a person who carries out calculations. This is a pretty common tactic in English called nouning a verb. The verb, in this case, to compute. And the noun used for a person who computes becomes computer. Just like a person who rides is a rider, or a person who jokes is a joker, or a dolphin who flaps is a flapper. Maybe not the last one. So that brings up the question, okay, if a computer is a person who computes, where does the word compute come from? As with many things in English, it comes from the Romans via the Latin computare. Now, apologies for my horrible Latin pronunciation, but it's spelled C-O-M-P-U-T-A-R-E, and was used to mean to count or sum up. Literally, it's to cut, strike, or stamp together. That's the put part in putare, with the word com, C-O-M, which means bringing together. So it's something like a word describing a person who marked down tally on a clay tablet or something, striking all the things together to sum them up. From there, it worked its way into the French in the 1500s, and then the next century, it showed up in English. What's fun about that little side jag here is that the word that came into French in the 1500s still exists, compter, C-O-M-P-T-E-R, meaning to count or add up. But when it worked its way back into French after a tour through English and then eventually meaning a mechanical device, the French resistance to borrowing from English acted up, and Professor Jacques Perret, on the advice of IBM, who were looking for a different word for computer in French, suggested using ordinatrice électronique. Again, apologies for my French pronunciation, but ordinatrice with an I, electronic. So based on the word ordonnateur, someone who arranges things or puts them in order. In other words, an electronic arranger. Essentially, the electronic ordering up person. IBM said, that's kind of complex. Let's just call it ordinateur. Natur. So O-R-D-I, or dans Natur, O-R-D-I-N-A-T-E-U-R, to distinguish it from the one with an O that meant a person. IBM even tried to trademark that, but it was too popular and was eventually officially included in the official lexicon. French has a whole academy just to protect its language. So it is officially ordinateur. Okay, back to English. When did computer start meaning a thing and not a person? Well, apparently 1897, at least that's what Edom Online says, the etymology site. It's very good, but in this case, didn't give any details or a citation, so I'm not sure where they got that 1897 date. However, that is around the same time when Charles Babbage's difference engine was being developed. The difference engine was designed to aid in navigational calculations, and his analytical engine, which sometimes people use difference engine to mean both, his analytical engine was designed for more general uses. Babbage used punch cards. Yeah. You thought punch cards started with IBM in the 20th century. Uh-uh. Punch cards were used to direct mechanical looms, like the Jacquard looms, and Babbage repurposed them for both the difference engine and the analytical engine. And then Charles Babbage's son, Henry, completed a simplified version of the analytical engine's computing unit in 1888 and successfully demonstrated it doing computing tables in 1906. So maybe that 1897 citation has something to do with that. It certainly is in the same time period. Now, here's an interesting twist. A computer, meaning a person, was not a profession until the mid-20th century, nor was it a popular term for a mechanical device until the mid-20th century. Human computers were used to compile tables in earlier centuries, but it was World War I that made it a legitimate paid profession. Computers were people who produced map grids, surveying aids, navigation tables, and artillery tables during World War I. And as more men were sent to the front lines, most computer jobs were done by women. The same thing happened during World War II. In fact, several women with degrees in mathematics worked as computers for research related to and part of the Manhattan Project. So we get a nuclear bomb thanks to computers, but those computers weren't electronic. They were people. And people who worked as computers were the logical choices to start working on and setting up the first electric computers. Oh, you know how to do the thing this machine is trying to do. Can we get you to work on it because you understand it? The first general purpose electronic digital computer is usually acknowledged as ENIAC, which was completed in 1945. Yes, there was Colossus that worked at Bletchley Park and broke the codes, but it wasn't general purpose. ENIAC is considered the first general purpose computer. And six people computers were selected to set up problems on ENIAC. That's basically programming it. Because it doesn't do just the one thing, you have to tell it what to do. So the first six computer people, you could call the first six computer programmers, were Kay McNulty, Betty Snyder, Marlon Weskoff, Ruth Lichterman, Betty Jean Jennings, and Fran Bielus. From there, the use of computer as a word for a person sort of fades out. What we now call computers went from being electronic brains to electronic computers to just computers, and now PCs and phones. In fact, the word computer may be in the midst of another transition, as people more frequently use words like laptop or tablet or phone. So we might be seeing the decline of the word computer. We'll have to watch and see. Whatever its future, here's to the word computer and all the people and machines who have fit that description for more than 400 years. In other words, I hope you know a little more about the word computer.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.